Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, hi. Welcome along. This is the podcast. Remember yesterday we were talking about going to the Christmas party that Jade missed out on. It was a great night, Damien, wasn't it? Amazing night
it was
Jade
fun.
Missed out on.
Oh, she really missed out. We did shots. Yeah.
We did shots.
Really?
Shot.
Who Coyote Ugly'd on the bar? Because there's always one.
Karen Ann.
Oh, K.A.
Yeah, she jumped up on the bar.
Yeah, my money would have been on her, actually.
And she went, look at me.
She's one of those chicks that you go, when you go out, you go out.
I like her style, man. That's what you want to do.
Right, well, so the thing is, like...
Jive and Joel took his pants off.
He did.
So the boss, the big boss, the big boss, he took his pants off.
Literally took his pants off.
Like,
took his pants down.
Kicked his slippers off and then went, look at this, everyone. Pulled his pants down, walked around with his pants around his ankles. It was great.
Really,
it was a good night. Yeah.
It wasn't Jive and Joel. It was Straney.
Oh, that makes sense.
Straney's redirecting there. It was Straney going around there with
and
all...
You wouldn't believe what Big W ordered. The big...
I can believe. Moe.
No.
Margarita.
No. Water and chicken nuggets. That was a dinner.
No way.
There were chicken nuggets.
Yeah, were they chicken nuggets?
Thank you.
Were they ordered by her?
Big W
I doubt
them.
It. She would have ordered caviar and Maui. Let's be real.
I think this guy's kind of adding a few little layers to the story.
No, not at all.
And it's all, you know, every layer is bullshit.
Oh.
Sorry, did you, what did you just say?
Oh, she has a cough.
Shit. I got a cough. It's got tickle.
You forgot to say the bull and just said shit. I don't know why you did it like that.
I did bullshit.
Still, you're saying the word shit, and you're covering up the word bull.
Yeah, you're covering
don't
up bull.
Don't go bull.
I'm just going to say bullshit, okay? It was all bullshit.
We got to do it in the end. Hey, here's what happened in the show today.
I mentioned the other day that I got my mother into a little bit of trouble because she sent me three hampers.
Yeah.
Three hampers.
That's right.
And I was discussing it with her over the phone.
Yeah.
And I didn't know my dad was in the background.
Yeah.
And he discovered him. The mam had said three hampers.
Right, like, you did what?
Yeah. He's like,
the first
what?
One was like cheeses. It was Kiki was Facebook Live unboxing them.
Unboxing
and she was not happy with the cheese thing.
No, she didn't want cheese.
No?
And then the second one had wine. She didn't want wine either. I like the wine.
Yeah.
And then the third one was lollies and all that.
Perfect.
She's happy.
So you got another
one? I got another one. I got a fourth hamper. It arrived yesterday.
Wow.
Yes,
another
a fourth
hamper.
This time.
It's like the 12 hampers of Christmas or something.
Well, I hope there's more on the way. I do hope there is.
Still time.
Well, there is time.
What was yesterday?
This is
the
taste of Ireland. All right.
Ooh.
She got all sorts of Irish goods, put them into a hamper so I could get a taste of Ireland. So, you know, if I'm feeling a bit homesick, I can go and I got double center chocolates. I got munchies. These are lovely lollies. You eat these things
from Ireland.
Mushy peas.
Mushy peas
all the way from Ireland.
Wow.
They're not mushy. They started out pretty good.
Hey, don't mock the mushy peas. I also got bread. I got recipes for bread. I got Irish sausages, the best pork sausages ever have.
How are they doing the parcel on the way over?
Oh, don't worry about it. They found ways.
Technology
is an amazing thing.
You can send anything anywhere. That's really cool.
But there was one big box, and it contained 15 packets.
Of what?
Tato.
What's Tato?
I happen to have brought in some Tato for you guys. They're only best crisp in the world.
Oh, wait, hang on. You've talked about these before, these potato chips. I remember you talking about how you miss them, and you said that the best chips you've ever had are these Irish chips that you got. So that's them.
This is them. Now,
crack it open.
Well, I brought you both a bag. Here you go.
Oh,
there you go. One for you. One for you, Jade.
That's nice.
All right. Now,
listen,
I want you to taste it, and when you eat this, you'll get an explosion of Ireland.
All right.
My packet was kind of open. Does that
No, it wasn't. Your packet wasn't open.
An explosion of Ireland, so it tastes just like the IRA in your mouth.
Oh, terrible. That is awful.
I just turned off my chips.
That turned him down. That is okay, right. Jade, what do you reckon?
Are they good, Jade?
Best crisp
she's not
in the
talking,
world.
So she's just eating. All right, we'll give it a crack.
I want to be fair and give it a real good.
Okay,
jeez.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, best crisp in the world?
They're good. They're up there. I mean, the thing is...
Did you say best crisp in the world?
No, I just said they're up there. They remind me a lot of these chips that we used to get in New Zealand, actually.
Uh-huh. All right.
The thing is, though, I've got pregnancy taste buds, so anything really tastes good.
Now, guys, just so you know...
I've got to be honest, these taste amazing. I mean, they make me taste like I'm in Ireland or something.
You've turned Irish. You've got Irish.
Amazing. Guys, these are wonderful.
They're actually really, really nice.
They've been imported from Ireland, so it's 50 $15 each that you owe me now. Because I just gave you a bag each.
Mammy Leaf bought them
no,
for you.
And I've just...
Actually, Mammy Leaf, if you're listening, do you want my address? I wouldn't mind a hamper. I'll have a taste of Ireland sent to my house too,
you're not having my... No way. That is my deal.
She's only done four hampers. She's still got quite a few to go to get up to the 12 hampers of Christmas.
Can't talk eating.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, have you ever gone to a restaurant somewhere along the way and come across a meal and you just go, you know what? I reckon I could make this myself. This seems like an easy sort of recipe.
But it was so good, you want to recreate it? Milan satay chicken.
Oh, sounds nice.
Old restaurant. I've tried to perfect that over many years.
And you've succeeded?
No.
Oh.
And they've closed down now, so they're
you'll never know. Oh,
did it happen to you too?
Oh, look, the other day I had gone out and I got myself a chili garlic Szechuan beef taco.
Whoa,
wait. that's a lot of...
Go again?
Yeah.
We're covering all sorts of nationalities in this.
What did you get? You got...
Chili,
Szechuan, garlic, taco.
Did you get that from?
Don't worry.
Well, the point is you got it. Was it delicious? Yeah.
Bottom line is I got it.
It was a Mexican-Chinese Arab restaurant.
Yes, it was.
Where every nationality...
With a bit of a harissa in there as well, just to throw it in. Yeah.
Well, the Turkish came for a ride too.
Traveling around the world in one taco. Oh. So what? Did you like it so much you like...
It was simple. Okay, you had your meat, you had red peppers, a bit of lettuce and some diced carrots. Come on, how difficult
Easy.
Could that be?
Easy.
So I told the whole family, I said, okay, this is it, guys. I'm going to make it for you. Go off to the beach. Enjoy yourself. I'm going to prepare this from scratch. Got them all excited. Mm. Got them pumped.
Yeah.
All right. So I got a recipe online to how to make the Szechuan garlic chili. I thought, this is easy.
How hard can it be? It's a taco.
All right, look at this. This has 15 ingredients to make this Szechuan sauce.
Just for the sauce.
Just the sauce. Now, it's just a basic sauce. It's tiny. All right? It's just a sauce.
But if you're going to make it authentic, you're making it from scratch.
So, 15 ingredients, why don't you just give up?
I went to the cupboard. I went to see what I had, you know, and the only thing I had was five spices. As it turns out...
so to go buy the other 14 ingredients.
it turns out, really what they should have actually said was, go to the Asian section in Woolworths and just buy everything. Throw it all in your trolley. That'll do it. Everything that they've got. I mean, it used like five different oils. Chinese oil.
Sesame seed oil,
olive oil. Gee, Irish oil if I had it. When I finally got all the ingredients, okay?
Yeah.
It cost me, I think it was $52.
$52 to make your Szechuan sauce.
To make my Szechuan sauce. $52.
Okay, all right. So after all that,
I made it.
Yeah, so what was it like? Was it like the real thing?
All right, look, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I sat down, the whole family said, okay, sit down, get ready, take a breath. This is going to be... delicious.
Okay, this is a picture of you all sweaty with the tea towel over your shoulder, or your apron's all messy. You've spent the afternoon toiling away, making your own Szechuan sauce from scratch.
Okay, first of all, it took me 2 hours to make this. Secondly, they all revealed to me, my whole family, that they had got fish and chips on the way home. I wasn't happy. I was not happy. They said they weren't hungry. All right? And thirdly, I went a bit heavy on the garlic and on the chili. No one could eat it. It was too hot. It was too spicy. I started adding yogurt. I could add in anything I could. There was cream. There was mayonnaise. Everything. This was inedible. It was inedible. It was a $50 disaster. It was like the Titanic all over again. It was just...
Sunk.
Yeah.
So now what that means is we need to find this Mexican chili Arab Chinese restaurant across the Illawarra.
Next time, hashtag takeaway.
Hashtag Uber Eats.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Now, you know, I had the baby moon last weekend.
This is your trip all by yourself to a little cabin in the hills somewhere.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I just needed some time out with a capital T. Well, actually, had a moment of self-discovery too.
Ooh. Oh, while you were on your own.
Night? Yeah. Not that kind of self-discovery.
Are you sure we should be talking about that? Okay, I suppose it's early enough. Go on. It's okay.
I just wanted peace and quiet, and I just wanted to be by myself, and I didn't want anyone in my ear going, Mom.
Yeah, that's Milko, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right. And then the kids as well. And, you know, it was good. The peace and quiet was great. But then it got too quiet.
Oh.
And like, I'm going, man, I'm stuck in a cottage all by myself. The doors didn't even lock on this cottage because it's like a, it's very rustic shack.
And there was no. Very hippie.
Very hippie, yeah. And I was, you know, you can be a hippie all you want, but, you know, when you're trying to get your yin and yang aligned, if somebody comes with an axe, it's not going to help you very much.
You still want to be able to lock your door.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how much hippie you are.
Some protection. And the beautiful woman who owns the house that I stayed in, she lives there too, but she's in her 80s.
Oh.
So then, okay, Saturday night, about 9:30 at night, the imagination starts running into overdrive.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, what if somebody comes up?
Yeah. Oh.
What if somebody comes to attack us? I'm going to have to protect.
Oh.
I'm watching you.
That just gave me goosebumps there.
Oh,
that's a bit scary.
There's all wildlife around it. I could hear rustling in the leaves, and I think it was a kangaroo, but I'm not sure. I thought somebody was outside the window.
Oh, no.
So then I had to look for a weapon, and so I didn't want to.
Did you have as your weapon?
I hid all the big knives. I wrapped them all in a tea towel and hid them under the sink at the back of the sink because I didn't want someone to get any knives.
Oh, jeez, come on.
And at the front door, there was this torch from IKEA. It was this massive black torch. I'm like, that's got a lot of weight behind it. So I slept with that under my pillow.
Under your pillow?
Yeah.
So somebody breaks into this cottage that you're in for the night.
Yeah.
And instead of getting a huge weapon known as a knife that could stab them, you get a torch.
Have you seen my hand-eye coordination, though? I'm more likely to stab myself trying to get the knife.
Well, that's always the worry, isn't it? Because you look at the knife and you go, well, I don't want to pull that out because then if the thief takes it off me, then they've got a weapon.
That's right. Mm. And at least if I could just quickly grab the torch, whack them over the head, incapacitate them, hog-tie them, put them in the bathtub.
Hog tie them? Wait, you've now got tie wraps and you've got a shovel out the back.
I may have looked up how to hog tie a person in 5 minutes on YouTube.
So you're 40 years of age and still scared of being alone.
I'm such a wuss.
Look.
I would look under my bed if it wasn't full of stuff.
Oh, wow.
I always check. If the car's unlocked in the morning, I will go and check the boot to make sure nobody's in it before I hop in it to drive away.
If they're in the boot, you're fine. I mean, jeez.
I'll knock them out before we get out of the bed.
No issues at all.
If they're there, let them stay there. Jeez. Oh, hey, look, I won't lie to you, okay? I get a little bit weary. When Eileen and the kids are away, I always insist on Billy, my dog, sleeping in the bedroom with me. Come on, that's not saying I'm a wuss. I mean, he likes to sleep in the room as well.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah Billy, right? Come here. No,
Billy, get on the bed.
Billy, Mum's not here. Please help
me. The muscle's not here.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We're talking childhood obsessions.
That's right. Oh, and my three-year-old obsessed with Band-Aids at the moment. I was talking about the other day, and you just revealed that your brother was obsessed with his puppet, Sooty.
Sooty, the little puppet. Oh, yes.
So 42751 96.5.
In Albion Park Rail, Lucy's given us a call. What was your son obsessed with?
He was obsessed with Batman from the age of about 2. He got a Batman suit for his 3rd birthday, and we literally had to wait till he fell asleep to strip him out of it, to wash it, and let him rewear it. For his 21st, he had a Batman cake, which went on the shop's display as for your children's birthday, even though it said happy 21st on it.
That is golden. How old is he now?
29 and expecting his first child, and yes, we're looking for Batman paraphernalia to go for the baby.
Nice.
And of course, the child's name will be Bruce Wayne, I would imagine.
It's got to be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, exactly right.
Oh, and she's going through a Band-Aid stage at the moment where we are spending a fortune on Band-Aids.
I know.
Your brother loves Sooty the Puppet.
Sooty the Puppet. Now, bear in mind, it was when he was like a kid. He's an adult now.
Had to get it taken off him when he was a teenager because they got a little too close.
Surgically removed.
So 42751 96.5.
Bianca's in Albion Park. Tell us, what is your child obsessed with?
So my partner's got 2 little girls. They're 3 and 5. And I'm telling you, we have not stopped buying Band-Aids since I've met them.
See?
They cover every little scratch, every freckle, their eyebrows. It's insane.
It's a crazy the amount of fake injuries they can have throughout the course of a day, isn't it?
Oh, I was walking her down to the park the other day and she faked a fall just to get a Band-Aid on her knee.
Gee, the length you would go to.
Oh. Yeah. It is a thing.
Why are they so obsessed?
I don't know. But are you like us, Bianca, where you've had to like downgrade the Band-Aids and we used to do frozen ones and then we did animal ones and now my husband, he's actually resorted to masking tape because we've gone through that many Band-Aids.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And like we went to Costco and we buy like the Mickey Mouse and everything and then now I just buy like little cheap ones from Aldi. Like it's insane. It's ridiculous.
Very good. More of your calls right now. 42751965.
All right. In South Nara, Shell, what is your child obsessed with?
My son's a year and a half old and he's absolutely obsessed with cars and balls. He sleeps with a tennis ball and a car in his hand and my actual car is full of tennis balls and cars and I've had a few near misses with the brake pedal because they tend to fly from under the seat under the brake pedal. But his first word was car and the second I open his bedroom door in the morning, he screams the word car. He doesn't say it quietly. He's like a really loud car.
Oh my
so I cannot
God.
Wait for the day he no longer says car and ball.
Oh, that's very funny. What a great call.
We've got Danica with us too. Danica lives in Albion Park. Danica, what is your child obsessed with?
He's 14 now, but when he was about 2.5, he was majorly obsessed with potatoes.
I like his style.
The dirtier they were, the better. He used to take them to preschool, anywhere we went out, very often I'd go and check on him at night time and, you know, tuck him in and he'd have a colander or a strainer full of potatoes.
Wow.
I remember once we used to buy the sacks of potatoes from up at Robertson.
Yeah. Mm.
And, you know, when you sort of get to the end, they start to throw out shoots.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And stuff. So my husband had taken them out into the backyard to sort of sort out what we could still use and what we couldn't. So we sort of emptied the bag out, and well, it was like Christmas. There was just so many potatoes. Yeah, weird obsession.
Yeah, very weird.
That
obsession.
Is so weird. At least it would have been cheap to buy for at Christmas time. Yeah. Sack of potatoes, job done.
Yeah, I love it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.